This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie! What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
104.1 FM KMOX. It is Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji. We are in the middle of hour two. If you're just tuning in, yeah, dude, you missed an hour and a half so far. The new showtime is at 9 o'clock. We go until 12 o'clock.
And you know what you missed? You missed Joe Buck.
Yep.
And Dan Dierdorf.
But you have not yet missed Bob Costas, and you better not, because he is coming up. Chris Saliza is going to join us as well. And our current guest, it is Matt Pauly, the host of Sports Open Line. He will have the call of Cardinals baseball tonight. It is a 6:05 pregame show. The Cardinals play the Memphis Redbirds in their final exhibition game before the opener on Thursday. Matt Pauly, how's it going?
It's going well. How are you guys?
You ready for some ball tonight?
Doing pretty well.
I am, yeah.
Hey, Matt, what was the last game that you called, spring training? Was it last week?
It's been like 3 weeks ago, because I've been back for about 2 weeks, yeah, so
okay.
Just about 3 weeks ago.
Okay, I got thrown off because I also was out of town, but I will say, sounded excellent. It was a lot of fun to listen to you.
Oh, thank you. It was
fun.
Yeah. I enjoy doing it. Yeah, and it's, you know, obviously, we're so blessed to have John, Ricky, and Claibs, but for today, it's going to be, I get to fill in along with Benji Molina, so it's going to be a good time.
That's going to be fun. Benji is fun.
Yeah, Benji's great. So the Cardinals, they have their roster. We now know they are going into the regular season with Victor Scott as their starting center fielder, and I think a lot of people kind of figured he was going to be just out because of the way the roster is constructed, but they've decided to go with him and Michael Ciani on the roster. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's. I'm glad they're going with Victor Scott II. He earned it, and you should be able to go into spring training and win a job. If they say at the beginning of the spring training that indeed it's a competition, well, then it should be a competition, and clearly Scott won it. Now it creates some roster issues because they're keeping Ciani. I'm not totally sure what role Ciani has because you've got that defense first outfielder and Scott. They're now in a situation where they essentially don't have a backup shortstop. And I would contend that that is suboptimal. But the big headline here, Victor Scott II, starting opening day center fielder. I like that a lot.
So what they've told him is the job is basically his, right? So in terms of looking over his shoulder and having a bad game and thinking, I'm gonna get demoted. Is that the kind of thing he really needs to worry about?
Not right off the bat. I mean, if he has the kind of start to the season that he had last year, which I don't think he's going to have, by the way, he is a very, very, very different hitter this year compared to where he was at last year. But as long as he doesn't have that kind of start, he's the everyday center fielder for the Cardinals. Absolutely.
Was it a little, I know we were talking about the Victor Scott, Michael Ciani thing and how it was, I think it might have been the Katie Wu report, believed that Victor Scott wouldn't be starting. It would be Michael Ciani. And so I know I asked you last week, like, well, then is it a tryout? Is it not a tryout? Now it's being announced that Victor Scott is starting. So all of that to say, what is all that, not drama, but was it miscommunication? Was it us taking
uncertainty?
Yeah, taking the Cardinals' words in a direction that they didn't necessarily mean.
No, I think that report was spot on, and I think Scott kind of said, "Screw it, I'm gonna show these guys that they can't take me off this roster." And he had a really strong finish to spring, so he was already putting up fantastic numbers when that report came out, and he just got better and better and better. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but as good as he was at like the halfway point of spring training, it got that much better from that point forward. So look, there was no way he could put the performance he put together and not be on the team. So I think the Cardinals saw that. So I don't know if they weren't expecting him to do that. I don't know what happened, but give all the credit in the world to Scott. He's the guy who forced himself onto the roster.
Yeah, and there was stuff that they had asked him to do that he needed to work on, and he went and did everything they asked him to do, and at least during spring training, he seems to have delivered on all that.
Yeah, and I think to me, you know, what I just mentioned about him getting better as spring went along, that's a really good sign, because if his numbers were front-loaded, that means a lot of those numbers probably would have been against guys who are not going to be in the big leagues. But we know that as spring training goes along, starting pitchers pitch deeper into games, and then that results in the relievers who are going to be on the big league roster pitching later in games, and guys who aren't going to be on the roster just not getting a shot. So what he did, he got better as the pitching got better, and that is very notable.
Hey, Matt, Sonny Gray, I believe, starting pitcher, right, on opening day, but had
kind of a
rough spring. I mean, he gave up 20 earned runs in 14 innings, got taken long a few times. Is that cause for concern?
Yeah, I think it is. And it's not major concern, because there are guys who go into spring training games and they're literally just working on things and the results do not matter at all. But I also think you have to look at some of the underlying stuff when it comes to Gray, specifically his velocity. It was down significantly, and he's got to get that back up or figure out a way to pitch differently, because he doesn't, and not that he's ever been a super velo guy, but it's been, you know, somewhat part of what he's doing. So, I think keeping a close eye on him to start the season is something that's a good thing to do.
So speaking of the rotation, they're going to go with a six-man rotation, but not right away. It'll be Steven Matz that joins at some point mid-April, correct?
Yeah, so they'll go with five. Matthew Liberatore won the fifth starter's job. And then Matz will start the season in the bullpen, because there's all these off days. But once they get to the point in around mid-April or so, when the off days start to dry up, that's when they'll go to the six-man rotation. And we'll see how long that lasts. You know, at some point, there's going to be an injury. At some point, something's going to happen, and they're going to have to make a decision, five versus six. But the plan for right now is to go with the six-man, and Matz will join the rotation here in a couple weeks. Really, about 3 weeks.
All right. Also, just looking at some of the key players through spring training, like Mason Winn, they're not hitting. They're not doing great in the batter's box. So again, your level of concern going into the regular season.
Yeah. I'm torn on Winn, because we saw what he did last year, and we know how good of a player he is. And he was clearly working on things in spring, especially trying to make better swing decisions. That was a big key for him. But the numbers didn't look good. We can't run away from those numbers, because they just were not good at all. So I'm not trying to not answer the question. I'm definitely cognizant and aware of the situation with Mason Winn and what he did offensively. Do I think there's the possibility that the big lights turn on and he just kind of becomes the guy that he was last year again? Yeah, I think that's a possibility. But kind of like I mentioned with Sonny Gray, at the same time, you got to leave open the possibility that it doesn't play out that way.
And Winn has mostly been the leadoff hitter during spring. I mean, is there any concern about that? He didn't really get on base when he did have that spot last year.
Yeah, I don't like him in the leadoff spot. I think there's better options. I would choose Brendan Donovan or Lars Nootbaar in the leadoff spot before I would put Mason Wynn in there. Cardinals have used him in the leadoff spot a lot, almost all the time, and I don't know if that's because they think he's the best guy for the job or if they think that it helps develop him into that. Like, you know, development and giving the young guys runway and all that, that is still part of this season. So I don't love him in the leadoff spot. I don't think his numbers are bad. I would, and I, the other thing with him is I think as he continues to develop, the thing that's going to develop more for him isn't so much the on base. I think we're going to see more power from him. I think he's going to be more of an extra base guy, the occasional home run, hitting doubles. To me, that's a guy that I put a little bit lower in the order, but not the end of the world if he's in the leadoff spot.
All right, Matt Pauly, we appreciate it. Enjoy the call tonight of Cardinals baseball in Memphis, their final exhibition game. You will be on that with Benji Molina, and then we will see you back here in St. Louis for the opener on Thursday.
All right, sounds great, guys.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.